Romans chapter 9. Sermons by Paul Sejong. Sermon 5. The One Whom God Chooses and Saves. Romans chapter 9. Verses 14 through 26. What shall we say then? Is there unrighteousness with God? Certainly not. For he says to Moses, I will have mercy on whomever I will have mercy, and I will have compassion on whomever I will have compassion. So then it is not of him who wills, nor of him who runs, but of God who shows mercy. For the scripture says to the Pharaoh, For this very purpose I have raised you up, that I may show my power in you, and that my name may be declared in all the earth. Therefore he has mercy on whom he wills, and whom he wills, he hardens. You will say to me then, Why does he still find fault? For who has resisted his will? But indeed, O man, who are you to reply against God? Will the thing formed say to him who formed it, Why have you made me like this? Does not the potter have power over the clay? From the same lump to make one vessel for honor and another for dishonor? What if God, wanting to show his wrath and to make his power known, endured with much long-suffering the vessels of wrath prepared for destruction, and that he might make known the riches of his glory on the vessels of mercy, which he had prepared beforehand for glory, even us whom he called, not of the Jews only, but also of the Gentiles? As he says also in Hosea, I will call them my people, who were not my people, and her beloved, who was not beloved. And it shall come to pass in the place where it was said to them, You are not my people, there they shall be called sons of the living God. Beloved saints, today, through the words of Romans chapter 9, verses 14 to 26, we want to share the word about the one whom God chooses and saves. Today's main text speaks about God's choice and salvation. Many people think like this while reading this word. If God chooses a certain person and abandons a certain person, is God not an unfair person? However, the Apostle Paul first says like this, Is there unrighteousness with God? Certainly not. There is no unrighteousness with God. God is fair. God is not one who saves a certain person and destroys a certain person without any reason. God made all people's sins to be taken charge of in Jesus Christ, made him receive judgment for all people, and saves whoever believes this mercy of God. Therefore, through this word today, we must correctly know what kind of person God chooses and saves. The one whom God saves is not the one who wills, nor the one who runs. It is only the one who receives God's mercy. It is not a person who boasts of his own strength and his own righteousness, but a person who knows that he himself is a sinner who has no choice but to go to hell, and believes God's mercy bestowed by the water and blood of Jesus Christ. Is there unrighteousness with God? The main text begins like this. What shall we say then? Is there unrighteousness with God? Certainly not. People try to judge God's choice with their own thoughts. They ask like this. Why does God choose someone and not choose someone? Why does he save someone and not save someone? However, a person must first know what kind of one God is. God is the creator. God is the one who made all people. God looks at the center of a person. A person looks at the outwardly revealed deeds and conditions. But God looks at how that person knows himself before God, whether he needs God's mercy, and whether he believes the method of salvation that God gave. God made Jesus Christ take charge of the sins of all people. Jesus took charge of all the sins of the world by receiving baptism from John the Baptist. Received the judgment of those sins on the cross, and resurrected to give us new life. This salvation is not hidden and given only to a certain specific person. It is the way of mercy that God opened toward all people. Therefore, there is no unrighteousness with God. God called and saved sinners in Jesus Christ. Unrighteousness is not with God, but is in the hardened heart of the person who rejects God's mercy. Salvation is not of him who wills. The main text speaks. So then it is not of him who wills. Romans chapter 9, verse 16. Any person wants blessings. He wants to go to heaven. He wants to become a child of God. However, one does not receive salvation just because one wants it. Just because a person thinks in his heart, I want to go to heaven. I want to obtain salvation. The sins of the heart do not disappear. Salvation is not accomplished by a person's wish. Salvation is accomplished according to the method God determined. The method of salvation God determined is Jesus, baptism, cross, and resurrection. Even if a person says he believes in Jesus, if he believes in his own way, he cannot obtain salvation. One must know how God removed sins. One must know why Jesus received baptism. One must know why Jesus died on the cross. One must know by the word and believe how Jesus saved us from sins. Believing as one pleases and saying, I want to be saved, is not perfect faith. One must believe the gospel of the water and the Spirit that God gave. When one believes that gospel, God justifies us and makes us God's children. Salvation is not of him who runs. The main text also speaks, nor of him who runs. Romans chapter 9, verse 16. Running means a person's zeal. It can mean living a life of faith zealously, doing much church work, including volunteering, offering, and praying, and living kindly before people. Of course, a saved saint must serve God and live for the gospel. However, such deeds do not save us. Before people, one may look like one is living a life of faith well. One can do early morning prayers, keep Sundays well, tithe, volunteer, and do much church work. However, looking at oneself before God, one is still lacking. One commits sins with the heart, commits sins with thoughts, is shaken for one's own benefit, and a heart trying to assert one's own righteousness rises up. Is there a person who can boast before God? There is not. Even if there is something to boast of before people, there is nothing to boast of before God. Therefore, one is not saved by running. Salvation is received only by God's mercy. It is received by believing God's righteousness that Jesus received baptism from John the Baptist for us, died on the cross, and resurrected. It is only of God who shows mercy. The core of the main text is this. but of God, who shows mercy, Romans chapter 9, verse 16. The person who is saved before God is a person who has received God's mercy. It is a person whom God pities. But whom does God pity? It is a person who knows that he himself is a sinner. It is a person who knows that he cannot become righteous by his own strength. It is a person who knows his own reality of having no choice but to go to hell, and seeks God's help. Jesus said, "Those who are well have no need of a physician, but those who are sick." He also said, "I did not come to call the righteous, but sinners." The one whom God calls is not a person who has much of his own righteousness. It is not a person who thinks, "I am an okay person. I am believing well. I am better than other people." The one whom God calls is a person who confesses like this: "God, I am a sinner. I cannot be saved by my own strength. I am a person who has no choice but to go to hell. I need God's mercy accomplished by Jesus, baptism, and cross." Such a person receives God's mercy. Such a person believes the gospel of the water and the Spirit, and receives the removal of sin. God calls a person like Jacob. In the earlier part of Romans chapter 9, the word about Jacob and Esau appears. It was said that God loved Jacob and hated Esau. People misunderstand this. They think as if God loved Jacob and abandoned Esau without any reason. However, it is not so. Compare Esau and Jacob. Esau was a strong person. He hunted well, had strength fleshly, and was a manly person. He was a person who believed his own strength. Conversely, Jacob was weak. He was lacking. Before people, he looked cunning, and was a person who could not receive blessings by his own strength. However, Jacob knew that he needed God's blessing. Whom does God call? Is it a person who boasts of his own strength, like Esau, or a person who knows his lacking and seeks God's mercy like Jacob? God calls a person like Jacob. This is God's choice. Although God removed the sins of all people in Jesus Christ, the one who actually receives that grace of salvation is the one who knows his lacking and believes God's mercy. It is the one who accepts the gospel of the water and the Spirit that God gave. God showed God's power through Pharaoh. The main text speaks about Pharaoh. "For this very purpose I have raised you up, that I may show my power in you, and that my name may be declared in all the earth." Romans chapter 9, verse 17. Pharaoh was a person whose heart was hardened. Although God sent down 10 plagues, he did not bend his heart until the end. When the people of Israel crossed the Red Sea by God's power, Pharaoh led his army and followed them in. And God covered Pharaoh's army with the water of the Red Sea. God showed God's power through Pharaoh. No matter how strong the world's kingship, army, and authority may look, they are nothing before God. God manifests God's power even through a person whose heart is hardened. However, we must fear while looking at Pharaoh. If a person hardens his heart before God's word, he eventually perishes. If one stubbornly insists on one's own thoughts, even after hearing the gospel of the water and the Spirit, does not believe the word, that Jesus took charge of my sins through the baptism he received from John, and leaves the sins of the heart as they are, while holding onto only the blood of the cross in one's own way. That person is going the hardened path. When hearing God's mercy, one must lower one's heart. One must believe the method by which God saved, exactly as it is. Before God the Potter, the creature cannot question. The main text speaks. But indeed, O man, who are you to reply against God? Will the thing formed say to him who formed it, Why have you made me like this? Romans chapter 9, verse 20. God is the potter and we are beings like clay. Just as the potter has the right to make from the clay a vessel for honorable use and a vessel for dishonorable use, God has all authority as the creator. However, this word does not mean that God handles people as he pleases like toys. It also does not mean that God appointed some people as vessels of wrath and some people as vessels of mercy without any reason. God opened the way of mercy to all people through Jesus Christ. Jesus took charge of all the sins of the world through the baptism he received from John. He received the judgment of all sins on the cross. He resurrected and gave new life. The one who believes this mercy becomes a vessel of mercy, and the one who rejects this mercy becomes a vessel of wrath. Therefore, we have nothing to question before God. The work God has done is righteous and fair. The problem lies in whether a person believes God's righteousness or does not believe it. The vessel of mercy comes to know the riches of God's glory. The main text speaks, and that he might make known the riches of his glory on the vessels of mercy, which he had prepared beforehand for glory. Romans chapter 9, verse 23. Who is the vessel of mercy? It is a person who believes the salvation God gave in Jesus Christ. It is a person who knows that he has no choice but to go to hell due to his own sins, and has received the removal of sin by believing Jesus, baptism, cross, and resurrection. God makes such a person know the riches of glory. He calls the one who was originally not God's people as God's people. He calls the one who was not beloved as beloved. He calls them the sons of the living God. How great a blessing is this! We were originally Gentiles. We did not know God. We lived in our own way, lived following idols and the world, and were in sin. However, God came seeking us. He made us hear the gospel of the water and the Spirit. He made us believe the baptism Jesus received from John and the cross. And he called us God's children. This is the blessing that the vessel of mercy received. One cannot obtain salvation by believing Jesus in one's own way. Today, many people say they believe in Jesus. However, they believe in their own way. Even without knowing what the Bible's word says, they say, you just have to believe. However, true faith is knowing and believing how God saved me. The method by which God saved us is clear. Jesus received baptism from John the Baptist. That baptism is the event in which all our sins passed over to Jesus. Jesus shed blood and died on the cross. That cross is the event in which our sins that passed over to Jesus were judged. Jesus resurrected. That resurrection is the event that gave us new life. If one does not know this gospel, and only speaks of the blood of the cross, while sins still remain in the heart, that is not perfect faith. One must believe according to the method of salvation God gave. One must believe by the gospel of the water and the Spirit. Only then do the sins of the heart disappear, and one can go forward to God with a good conscience. The most pitiful person is the one who is not prepared for salvation. The world is gradually becoming difficult. People fear the economy, war, diseases, and disasters. However, the most fearful thing is not the difficulties of the flesh. The most pitiful person is the one who does not know and cannot believe that salvation, even though God has bestowed such a great salvation. God gave the gospel of mercy to all people like sunlight and air. Jesus received baptism from John the Baptist and took charge of all the sins of the world. He received the judgment of all sins on the cross. Even so, if one does not know one's own sins and turn back and does not believe God's righteousness, that person is truly a pitiful person. One must prepare the salvation God gave. If there is sin in the heart, one must know that one is a person who will go to hell, and one must receive the removal of sin by believing the baptism Jesus received from John and the cross. One must prepare to enter the kingdom of God so that one can stand by faith whenever the Lord comes. The preparation for salvation is not material wealth, knowledge, or worldly success. It is the sins in the heart disappearing. It is believing God's mercy. It is being born again by the gospel of the water and the Spirit. Let us live like those who have received God's mercy. Beloved saints, the one whom God chooses and saves is not a person who boasts of his own strength. It is not of him who wills, nor of him who runs. It is only of God who shows mercy. God bestowed mercy upon us in Jesus Christ. By receiving baptism from John the Baptist, Jesus had all our sins transferred to him. He received the judgment of all our sins on the cross. He resurrected and gave us new life. The one who believes this gospel is the one who has received God's choice. The one who believes this gospel is the vessel of mercy. We were ones like Jacob. We were people who were lacking, weak, and had nothing to boast of before God. However, God pitied us. He called us, who were originally not God's people, as God's people, and called us, who were not beloved, as beloved, and called us the sons of the living God. Let us believe this grace. Let us not boast of our own righteousness, but hold on to God's mercy, breaking away from wrong faith and our own way of faith. Let us believe with our hearts the gospel of the water and the Spirit accomplished by Jesus, baptism, cross, and resurrection. And let us preach to the souls who do not yet know this gospel. Let us testify of the love of mercy that God bestowed upon us. I hope you become saints who stand by faith until the day the Lord comes, living with thanksgiving to God like vessels of mercy. Amen.